Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Good Monday morning, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am excited and honored to be here with you today to share this space. So, yes, I am a psychic and a medium. So if you have questions about your life, where it's going, what's going on, call in. If you get through today, please have your question ready. I don't give full readings during the show, well, mostly because the show is only 30 minutes and a full reading would take that long. So have your question ready. And also, if you want to connect with somebody on the other side, please have the person ready. Have it kind of loaded and ready to go for me. This is a very, very exciting week this week. I record TV shows tomorrow, and I'm recording 3 shows, Healing with Tony, Psychic Medium Tony G, and Create a Life You Love. It should be a very, very good day. Let's just go to the first caller. The first caller is 805. Hello, 805. 805, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Hi, this is...
How can I help you?
This is Donna, Tony. I want to know about my love life. I'm not in a relationship. I would like to be in one, you know, that would go into something committed, like a marriage. And I'm 63. I've never been married. Oh,
my goodness. That's okay, though. That's okay. I mean, I've never been married either, and sometimes that's just the way it happens in the beginning of life, but that doesn't mean that's the way it ends up. You are going to be in a committed relationship. I want to say, when I give messages, one thing I want to say is, if we stay in our house and we're not open to meeting new people, so on and so forth, then we don't meet the person we're supposed to be with. But what I'm hearing and seeing here is within a month, now this seems like it's coming up awfully quick, but within a month you're going to meet somebody and this person is going to be pretty significant in your life.
Wow.
You are going, yeah, they're saying this is going to happen within a month. So we're what, mid-March right now? Is that accurate? Yeah, we're right about mid-March. So right about mid-April, by mid-April, you should meet someone. Now, again, sometimes we get lucky and we get introduced to somebody. That's not my luck, I'll tell you that for sure. But there are plenty of ways to meet people out there. And they're saying get out, not necessarily that you're going to meet somebody out, but you need to have that energy about you of being out and about and doing things. I do feel like, now can I ask you, this And if you're not working, it's okay. But this person seems to have some sort of work connection. Now, let me explain that. Since you're not working, maybe you meet them while they're on their job.
Okay.
So maybe they're working. Maybe they're a representative someplace. Maybe, you know, I don't know the exact. But I feel like you meet. Okay, another thing is maybe somebody you know who's working knows this person, but there's a work connection, a work element to this. Now, I wish, you know, sometimes the information they give us is intentionally vague, so we don't get in the way of it, okay? But this person is coming in. They have the... there's the within a month you should meet this person, and you know, just be open, out and about, and be ready for it, because it's coming in a little bit more quickly than you would expect. Okay.
Yeah. I am starting a bunch of classes. Yeah.
Oh, so well, there we go. There we go. Well, that might have something to do with it. Now, I'm going to say again, these classes can be considered work also.
Right. Yeah. They are.
So maybe it's something with that. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's wonderful. I will be excited to hear who you meet. Now, even though they're saying within a month, and typically when they say, when they give a timeline, most of the time it's right on. But remember, there is no time up there, and they have, it can take a little bit longer or less. And when we're dealing with people, other people, they have free will. They can decide, you know, they're not going to do something too. But this is very strong. I'm hearing within a month you should meet your significant other, and it should go pretty far. It should be a pretty significant relationship.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, so please keep me posted on that. I would love to hear about it when it does happen, okay?
I will. And thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
Absolutely, Donna. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week.
Thank you. You too, Tony.
You're welcome. We're going to go directly to the next caller, who is 484. Hello, 484. How are you?
Hello there. Yeah. My name is Tony. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit on your name. What's your name, Rob?
Tonette.
Tonette, I love that name. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
What's your question for me today, love?
My question is, can you please let me know about another female? Her name is Desiree. I would like to know, when do you see her coming to move in with me and start a relationship?
Okay. What I'm getting here, this is very, when I tap into this, okay, so I'm tapping into her. I'm tapping into the situation. And what I'm getting is like a really confusing energy. So when I look at it, not all the cards are on the table. This is what I'm getting. And I'm getting my confirming goosebumps all through my legs, all the way up to the top of my head. Not all the cards are on the table. She's keeping a couple of cards close to her chest. She might... How do I say this? She is, they're saying go slow, be wary of this. Now, I want to ask you, it sounds like it's, to me, this energy, if I'm understanding everything correctly, this has been a tentative thing for quite some time. Is that accurate?
Yes, we just reconnected about 8 weeks ago. So, and
okay.
She's saying that she wants the relationship and this and that. So,
okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. There is a part of her that does want this relationship, but there's a part of her that is a little bit hesitant. I think the two of you
okay.
need to have a really nice, long conversation, an honest conversation about any hesitations, about any problematic areas. I think you guys
mm-hmm.
need to put all your cards on the table. And they are saying she's holding a couple cards close to her chest.
Well,
she's
we
not
have
giving you all
already. We've already done that, and she's talking about moving in, and that's why I had asked you if you saw her moving in or not.
Okay, So here's what I'm gonna. I feel
okay.
like, and I'm gonna be really honest with you here. Okay, so I understand
right.
you guys have already had a conversation about everything.
Yes,
I feel like there's
yes.
still something she's not telling you. I feel like there's still something that's being held back from you. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nothing nefarious. Just. Maybe a minor hesitation on her part. Once you clear that up, it'll be good. She needs a confirmation that, I don't know if it's that history won't repeat itself or that
mm-hmm.
that there's just a little hesitation on her part. Once that hesitation is cleared up, yes, it's all a go. Everything will be good. If you guys don't clear up this little hesitation, she's going to bring it into the home, into the relationship. She has some insecurities, correct? She's a little bit insecure,
yes.
and she's coming off of something quite hellacious. Is that correct?
Yes.
She's really coming off of she's on the heels or coming – this is the terminology that they're using. She's on the heels of something hellacious. So you don't want – that to be brought in, first of all, that
mm-hmm.
whatever she just came out of, she needs to kind of
yeah.
recover just a little bit from that. And she needs to separate that from you. And she
yes.
does want to make sure that history does not repeat itself. And she wants to make sure that she has you should want to make sure she has a clean slate coming in. You can't appease what happened in her last relationship. So when the
mm-hmm.
two of you do move in together, and you will, I see this happening. It might take a little bit longer than you're comfortable with. But remember, she needs to feel a little bit solid, too, and a little bit safe after
mm-hmm.
what she just went through. So what they're saying is there's something she hasn't shared with you yet. Give her that opportunity to tell you it's something that happened in this past relationship that is really weighing on her. And she doesn't want to have
mm-hmm.
it happen again. I do feel like the person that she was with has some sort of mental illness and some
mm-hmm.
OCD stuff
well,
going on.
She's still with that person, but they're
okay.
but they're in separate living quarters. This is why
okay.
she wants to get out of there and move in with me. This is what I'm saying.
Right. And okay, so that, thank you. That I get, thank you for sharing that with me. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be difficult for her to do the final disconnect. There's a little fear there. And I'm going to tell you, the
mm-hmm.
person she's with, the person she's
mm-hmm.
she's cohabitating with now,
yeah.
There is some, the message I'm getting and to what extent will leave that alone, but there could be some mental illness behaviors
yes.
and some OCD
yes.
going on there.
Yeah.
And so it's
uh-huh.
very difficult. This the person that she is cohabitating with right now has
yeah.
almost micromanaged her. Okay.
Right.
She's
yep.
going to have
you're
a
right.
little bit of, yeah. And she's going to have a little bit of PTSD coming out of this relationship. Relationships can
yeah.
really traumatize us if we're with the wrong person.
Are they
so,
giving you a time frame of when they see her coming here? Like what month, March, April?
I'm seeing six. Now here's what I'm going to say. I'm seeing six. I'm hearing six. I want to say it would be 6 weeks. I don't know that it's 6 days. I wish it was 6 days, because the sooner she could get out of this, the healthier she's going to be. But there's something she has to do there. There's something, one final thing she has to take care of, and then she can go. So here's what I'm going to say. I feel like at this time and point, she has the potential to be out of there within 6 weeks. Okay. Now, if she doesn't make the move within the 6 weeks, it could take up to 6 months. When you're getting out of a relationship, well, when you're getting out of a relationship with a person like this, you really have to strategically plan that exit, and they can really manipulate you to stay longer. You're stuck in this place of they need me, but I need to save myself. I need to save them. I need to save myself. So she's trying to figure out how she can do this with the least amount of turmoil. Help her plan her exit strategy. That's the best thing
she
can do at this.
She has a large dog, and she can't bring the large dog here. There's no dogs allowed where I live. So she has to find somewhere to go with this big dog.
Yeah, and that is... very, 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 that's very hard too. I would talk to her about if she's really okay with that. Cause I feel like that might be the one card she's still holding close to her chest about. She might not be okay with letting go of her dog. I mean, that's a conversation the two of you should also have and try to understand better. I'm just going to say it could be within 6 weeks. If it's not within six weeks, it'll be within that 6 month time. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm going to keep in touch with you. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I cannot wait to hear from you again. It will be wonderful to be able to see how this unfolds for you.
Thank you.
Okay. You are welcome. Have an amazing week.
You too.
Thank you. So this is Messages from Above with Tony G. If you'd like more information on me, you can go to my website, tonig.info. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and that next caller, I believe, is 404. Hello, 404. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Good. Hello. How are you? Hi.
What's your
name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ashia, calling from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi. So what's your question for me today?
My question is, what do you see, like, with love and a career? I'm trying to find a job. Like, I put in a lot of applications, but I haven't heard from anything yet.
Okay, so let me ask you first, what types of jobs are you applying for?
Security jobs, dispatch. And
okay.
I know it's the one coming up for DeKalb County 911 operator, and I'm going to apply for that, but it's in May.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. There is something, you are going to hear something. You know, I'm getting everything is coming up within a month for you, okay? Right now, things, not only for you, but for many, many people, everything is kind of turned upside down right now. Everything is kind of inside out.
I noticed that.
Yeah, oh my goodness, it's kind of chaotic, isn't it? It's a little cray-cray out there.
Right, like we're in a retrograde or something.
Yeah, that's true, too. I completely forgot about that. I'm not an astrologer. I just go by how it feels, and it feels a little very, very chaotic right now. So what I'm going to tell you is in about a month, everything's going to open up for you. I really, really, really want you to pursue that 911 operator position, but if something comes up prior to that, take it, mm-hmm. but still pursue the 911, okay? I also feel like there is another dispatch opportunity coming up, and I do feel like it's a government job. So I want you to pay attention to the government boards, okay? I want you to really look at, go to your, like, towngov.org.careers and look at the careers that they have posted currently. There's something there that is going to help you and give you, you're going to get a, like a foot in, okay? I feel like there is going to be some
My mom testing. Works for the government.
Oh, good. Yes, perfect. Well, there we go. There's your foot in. That is your foot in. Thank you for that confirmation. Now, yes, I do feel like whatever position that you get, you are going to have to take, like, a class, and there will be some testing, but you are going to pass with flying colors. Everything is going to go beautifully. You're going to do wonderful with it. And I want you to know that this is going to be in about a month. I know that's a long time when you're looking for work, okay? Sometimes when this situation comes up and people are really, like, stressed for money, I tell them, go get yourself a cash job. Become a waitress for a couple weeks while you're waiting, because that energy of sitting and waiting can create, like, some stalling with us. So even if you can go just be a hostess or a cashier, I mean, a hostess or a waitress during the meantime, it makes you, it just gives you a better energy. And when we have some money coming in, it brings money in.
Right.
Remember, this isn't something you're going to keep forever. You don't have to tell them that, but it's something that you can do quickly. You know, sometimes clubs hire a lot of waitresses. I don't know. Whatever it is, I just feel like when I hear about a month, it's better to be doing something than to be just sitting and thinking about it. Now, I feel very, very, very strong that whatever this position is, you will be sitting in front of a computer with a headset on. I see that so clearly. There's no two ways about that. So whether this is the 911 or some sort of dispatch opportunity, just know it's coming, but it's going to be approximately a month. Now, I want you to stay on that gov.org.careers, however they they put however they have it in your area. And I want you to look
I just thought about what you said when you said I'm going to have a foot in the door. The other day, I went to the unemployment office to try to get extension on my unemployment. And the lady seen my resume, and she was saying that she knew someone that worked in the detention officer for the juvenile detention center. And she was trying to get my foot in the door. So that might be it. I don't know. I know he's supposed to look at my stuff, my email on today or Monday. So that might be
Okay, good. Well, that could be it. Keep a very open mind and make sure that you are looking at, I cannot stress this enough. Get on the, your, like the Alabama's city, the Alabama government, every state has their own career opportunities. Get on there every day and look, because something's going to pop up. I want you to be the first person to apply, and I want you to apply to this twice a week apart.
Okay? Twice a week.
They get a lot. I want you to apply for it when you first see it, and then in a week I want you to apply again. They get so many applications that sometimes you have to send yours twice just so that it gets noticed. It looks familiar, or they might miss it the first time. So I want you to, when this pops up, and I feel like it's going to pop in soon, so get on that government board and look at those positions and really, really go to it every single day and see what comes up for you. I do, and I want to say again, I feel like this is a position where you're sitting and you have on the headset and there's a computer in front of you. Okay. So whether that's dispatch or 911 or whatever it is, I can see that very clearly coming in for you. Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so
now,
much
you
for calling.
You said Alabama. So, let me do it for Atlanta or Alabama? Or Georgia?
Oh,
okay.
Wherever you
did
are.
You say anything?
Where,
okay.
Where,
did you say anything about
it's
love?
For whatever.
Like a relationship.
Okay, give me a second here. Usually I do one question and try to get to the next person.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
For you, No. I will make an exception for you. And I just said Alabama, thinking, you know, just as an example, not you know, in any other way. Like, I'm in Wisconsin, so we have our own board. So when I'm asking about love for you, okay, so the first thing they say, and they don't want you to get discouraged,
mm-hmm.
they want you to know it's going to be a little while. Because you have some
okay.
things that you need to straighten up in your situation. Now, this is not
mm-hmm.
even about the work stuff, okay? This is
mm-hmm.
not about work. It's not work things you need to straighten up. It's something personal. It's your last situation that went kind of awry or wrong. And they're saying that once you, like, let go of that
mm-hmm.
then the person is going to come in. Now,
oh, I know.
I want
you. We had
okay,
a baby together,
you.
But I lost him. Yeah.
Okay. So healing that is really, really important in moving on. Sometimes to move
okay.
forward, we have to fix something from the past. I do a lot of really incredible, powerful healing work if you
okay.
ever want to experience that. But what I'm going to tell you
okay.
right now is I feel like moving forward, as much as you want someone, you're kind of okay by yourself too. You're like, okay, this
yeah.
is safe. This is a safe place for me.
Yes,
I'm kind of the same. I feel the same. Sometimes I feel the exact same way. So we have to get out of that space and start going into, go into the shallow water first, only up to your ankle. Don't dive right in. Just
okay.
go to your ankle. Meet some people for
yeah.
coffee. Have some coffee conversations. And just don't go any further than that yet, though, because it's not time yet. I feel like in about, between 6 months and a year is when you are going to physically and emotionally be ready to be in a relationship. Your heart is kind of hidden right now in what you consider that, again, in that safe place. And you have to be in a place where you feel completely safe and ready to move forward. Now, we can want a relationship, and then there's being ready for it. In about 6 months to a year, depending on the work you do on yourself or how you move forward, you will be ready. I do also want to tell you, you're in a complete transitional state right now.
Okay.
And I only have 90 seconds left, so I'm really going to talk fast. You're in a transitional state, and you're going to be spiritually moving up a little bit, having more understandings come in your life. So right now they're doing for you, they're doing just a lot of out with the old and in with the new. So it's a matter of really letting go of the old before you can get to the new. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
So thank you. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For calling in today. I
and I'm
look gonna forward
you
to
with
talking
the healing.
With okay, that
I'm
is
gonna
perfect.
Contact you
please
for the
do
healing.
That.
Yes,
please
ma'am.
Do that. Thank
okay.
you so much. Have a great
thank
rest
you.
Of the week.
You too.
You
thank you
are,
so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Okay, for those of you who did not get through today, I apologize. Please do call next Monday. I'm here every Monday at noon Central Time, and I will do my best to get to your call next week. I'm so grateful to have each and every one of you here with me, and I will be back next Monday at noon doing it all over again, not only for you, but for everybody that's listening. Have an absolutely amazing rest of the week. Thank you.